From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Lydia Sylvia. Lydia plays traditional old-time banjo. She's a wonderful banjo player with depth and technical expertise. Stay tuned to hear her music and stories. Lydia Sylvia, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Come all you lonesome ramblers, gather round me now. I once went rambling, rambled round this world. Standing all around, but now my pocketbook is empty, not a friend on earth to be found. I sit in a lonesome jailhouse, $40 won't pay my fine, corn liquor is done. Pretty women troubling my mind.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Don't you hear their mournful sound? They're preaching this rambler's funeral on that lonesome graveyard ground. My mama taught me plenty, Papa taught me more. Well, if you don't quit your rowdy ways, trouble knocking on your door. Come all you lonesome ramblers, come gather round me now. I once went rambling.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's guest host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm so glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 462nd performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Lydia Sylvia. Lydia plays traditional old-time banjo. She's not only a seasoned performer, but Lydia also teaches, and Lydia studies. She delved into archival recordings of her own family members from southwestern Virginia and revived their songs by singing them herself. Lydia has immersed herself in the long history of America's musical traditions, not only with books and records and CDs, but also with extensive travel, spending time with and learning from master players in West Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, and Southwest Virginia. There's lots more to learn about Lydia Sylvia and a full show of great music by this talented artist and good friend of ours. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Red Barn Radio tonight's guest, Lydia Sylvia.
Thanks very much. It's such an honor to be here. This is a little medley off of my new album, Chasing the Ghost, and this is just a few of my favorite tunes. I always seem to wind up stringing them together. Walking in the Parlor, Cranberry Rock, and Jake Gilley. Sound at all. She's so ornery.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Brad Becker, with Lydia Sylvia. Here's Brad.
Tell us about the banjo you're playing, Lydia.
It was a gift when I was 16 on my birthday. I was a guitar player. I used to play with my family at jams. And Howard Zane, a musician from Columbia, Maryland, thought that I had a good right hand and I really should be playing banjo. So he gave me this banjo, which is a twin to the one he learned on. It's a Luscombe. It was made in the late 1890s in Chicago. It has a wooden tone ring. The pot's almost 12 inches wide. It's a really neat banjo, and he said I could have it as long as I promised to play it.
How did you learn to play music?
Music, it goes all the way back to playing recorder in school, watching my sister's piano lessons. I figured it out. I started doing piano, got a scholarship to play piano at the Levine School of Music. The best way to learn is to play with other people, and I'm lucky because my family took me around every weekend and playing with folks. So many people helped.
And how was it that you happened to develop your love affair with the banjo?
The neat thing about banjo is that it's a combination of a melody instrument and a rhythm instrument, and I like that. You can bang on a piano and you can bang on a banjo. I bang on the guitar, but it doesn't respond to me the same way. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad. Tired of being treated this way. Suits my clothes. Go where the weather suits my clothes. Go where the weather suits my clothes. Tired of being treated this way. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad. Going down the road feeling bad. Like wine. Go where the water tastes like wine. Tired of being treated this way.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Lydia Sylvia on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You're a teacher. You said you have some students. Mm-hmm. For those who maybe don't exactly understand the clawhammer style of playing, do you think that you could give us just a little brief introductory lesson, you know, where you sort of break down the clawhammer stroke?
Sure.
Lay it on us.
Clawhammer is also called frailing or downstroke, and just literally you stroke down with your fingernails. Like, you just take your hand and like that. Just make your hand look like a C. And so when you go down with your fingers, your thumb sits on the fifth string, like a little man sitting on a trampoline, and it pushes it down. And when you bring your whole hand back up, it'll ping. So that's how you get the thumb note. You don't have to work hard for it. It just happens. So you just put your hand down and the thumb comes up. Your banjo's got to be in tune. Something happened there. But another good way to practice is to mute the strings and practice like that. Hmm. And Dwight Diller taught me that.
And you mute the strings because?
So you can focus on your right hand.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as your right hand is playing in rhythm, then everything else will be fine. And another thing I say is to practice at night before you fall asleep. I think Scott Ainsley told me that at Common Ground on the Hill, a wonderful music and arts camp in Westminster. You practice before you fall asleep, and those patterns, they can measure it on the things that take images of your brain activity. Same neurons fire in the same patterns while you're dreaming. So you practice while you're sleeping.
Maybe I ought to stop watching TV before I go to bed.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I have all kinds of weird rhythms going on in my head. there's a story that we're all familiar with. You're out in the country and there's a talent contest going on. People play and people clap and people are nervous, and then at some point in the contest, somebody weaves through the audience and they get up and play and they just blow everyone away. I know some of you have seen this in sort of the classic old sort of cliche movies. And the person's called the kid, right? The player is the kid. My first time seeing Lydia was an experience that was something like that. I was at seed time in the Cumberland, or seed time on the Cumberland, down in Whitesburg.
Yeah, great festival.
Yeah. I was attending actually my first contest of that kind, and it was a banjo contest. Sure enough, a lot of people played. And then, Lydia, and you were barefoot, you came up on the stage, and you had this, like, energy that you had, a different kind of musical energy than you have now, but it was just absolutely crazy wild. I've never felt that kind of emotion well up in me watching music. It was just so exciting, and there was something about it, again, that was sort of so primitive and amazing, and to have followed what you do is just terrific, and to have you back here is just amazing for me personally. And I know, just watching the audience tonight, that everybody's really affected by the way you play. Seems to me that you're a person who kind of gets involved, likes to get immersed in something. One example of that is a book that you co-authored. This was Robert Johnson's songs, the great blues hero, great blues legend.
Yeah, really tricky stuff.
Yeah, and you put that together in an instructional book.
Yeah, I did.
Right, for the banjo.
It wasn't my idea. Dave Rubin is a scholar of blues, and he's worked on many, many books of guitar tablature, but he needed a banjo player to set Robert Johnson's music to the banjo. And I only was asked to do it because two very gifted friends of mine, they didn't want to touch it. They said it would be hard to do, and it was hard to do, but I enjoyed it. That music wasn't meant for banjo. It wasn't written on a banjo. It was tricky to get it on the banjo, but I got all those notes. They wanted every single note. We got them all. If you want to look at some cool little riffs, they're in that book. I wrote some new tunings that match the blues guitar. Changed my right hand playing a little bit to get some more of that Robert Johnson style. And I think it's fitting because the blues guitar, you know, sprung forth out of the banjo. So it's been wonderful to look at that. And one of the workshops I teach is called Banjo Ballads and Blues. And I look at drones, low drones, high drones, syncopation, repetitive syncopated riffs, different open tunings and accompanying the song over the years. And it's beautiful to see the seamless transition between the banjo to the guitar. It's interesting stuff. Basically, on the blues guitar, the drones are low. And on the banjo, you have a low drone, not as low as guitar, usually, but you have a high drone. And that high drone functions really closely to what a low drone on a guitar does. It's easier if I show it to you sometime. So grab me, email me. I love to write to people. I love pen pals.
Went down to the river, hung down my head and cried. Down to the station, every last train had gone. You know, the wolf runs in winter, hold up your head and howl. Down by the water, hang down your head and cry. Thank you.
On this trip, you're traveling with your mom, who mm-hmm. we saw a while ago.
Yeah.
She's been walking to the park with your son, Beowulf,
yep.
who's how old?
He'll be 18 months.
He's a firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
One of your bros is along as well, right?
Yes, my older brother, Carl.
Was Carl also a member of the family band? Did all of you play in your household?
Actually, we have two older siblings. I mentioned my older sister. She was a ballerina. She danced all over the world. And Carl, he was a national champion wrestler. So
oh, come on.
They have talents, but they didn't get into doing music, although I think they could if they wanted to. We were all born later, like the group of us, me and my younger sister and my younger brother. And when I was...
Emily
and Claude.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so Emily Martin, a mandolin player, and Claude Martin, fiddling Claude. We all started getting into the folk music when my mom, she got a hammer dulcimer when I was 12. They had always been into it, and back in the 60s, my parents were really into it during the folk revival, but my dad comes from southwestern Virginia, so he always had it in the back of his mind there, although I don't think they planned to spend all our weekends playing at festivals. I liked it, but I complained a little bit because I was like, why can't we stay home and watch TV sometimes?
Oh, sure. So you were how old then when you started getting out and playing banjo with the family?
I started playing when I was 12, performing, but banjo when I was 16. I didn't really get into the banjo until I was about 21. So I want to sing a little story song before we take a break. This was written by Richard Thomas, a Scottish songwriter. I heard it performed by the Mammals, sung by Michael Miranda and his wife, Ruthie. And I really want to dedicate this to my brother-in-law, Steve Summers. My older sister, Kelly, is married to him, and really dedicated to their whole family, my three beautiful nieces and my nephew, Merrick. Steve and Kelly have been really supportive. Steve really loves motorcycles, so. This is the Vincent Black Lightning.
That's a fine motorbike. Girl could feel special on any such like. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind, and down to Knoxville they ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. Robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Well, now I'm 21 years old, I might make 22. I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McCrade, they've taken young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaveses won't do. They don't have the soul of a Vincent 52.
He reached for her hand, slipped her the keys, said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. He gave her one last kiss and died. But he gave her his Vincent to ride. Thank you.
You guys all seem pretty close. Love to meet your fiddler brother.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's fantastic.
Does he have interests like you in pursuing something solo or doing music on his own?
It's hard to say, you know, with fiddle players, they're mysterious. It's hard to know what they're thinking.
Yeah, I parented one.
I told Brad earlier, he's got that shell-shocked look. I recognize it because my friend Steve Steckler up in Maryland, he's got a recording studio called Asparagus Media, but he's got a young teenage daughter too, and he's got the same look.
Hey folks, I'm with Lydia Sylvia, and Lydia is from Maryland. She was on Red Barn Radio several years ago. And she's come back with all kinds of new material and a new feel to her music, and it's really exciting to have her back. She also brought with her her new album, which is Chasing the Ghost. Actually, how new is Chasing the Ghost?
I just put it out this fall.
Okay, so it is brand spanking new,
mm-hmm.
Really.
So, but we worked on it for a long time.
How long?
It was years. It was years, like three or 4 years working on it.
So you had recorded before and been in the studio, but this was a new venture and that you were going to strike out and do something that was really about you and about, you know, what's going on with you musically. What was the challenge of that?
The most challenging thing is, staying focused, staying driven. If you're used to playing in a group or working collaboratively in any art, and then you want to work by yourself, it's just stay with it. And I think sometimes voices of support are very helpful, even if they're not directly working with you. In my liner notes, you see I thanked Dom Flemons, and he gave a lot of advice on the music, critique and compliments, and just having somebody you can call on the phone. And I have a good network of friends, and that makes a big difference for me, so. Over yonder.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Lydia Sylvia, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Lydia Sylvia after this break.
Deep as the ocean, this was the girl that I did win. Go away, and I will wander, lay aside my earthly gain, and I'll not end as a man with riches, undone in sorrow. I'll remain undone in sorrow.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Lydia Sylvia, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
Where the wild, wild flowers grow. Oh, there lays my own true lover. She's gone from me. Restless as the wildest wind, born with a love deep as the ocean. This was the girl that I did win.
past a man with riches, undone in sorrow I'll remain, undone in sorrow I'll remain. Once I loved a handsome sailor, and he thought this world of me, till another girl persuaded, now he cares no more for me. I don't want your greenback dollar, I don't want your watch and chain, all I
called Shelvin Rock, another one from Dwight Diller, and the Shelvin Rock was a rock that you could find shelter underneath of while you're pioneering into the mountains. In a cave, it stays cool in the summer, warm in the winter, so I guess long before old-time music, we were taking shelter in rocks. And I wonder what kind of music they played.
What?
Rock, oh my God, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Rock music.
Let's rock out.
Thank you.
a little bit moody, a little bit introverted. It does have some more fiery tracks that are danceable and fun. And I think my next album is probably going to be very light and cheerful. Now that my son's been born, I've had a different perspective on things. So I used to think that music with the major chords that was cheerful was a little bit boring, but now I see more of the value in it.
I see that Dirk Powell was involved, and Riley Baugus. Riley was also on the program. For those of you who don't know, Dirk Powell is a monster figure in Americana music.
He has a spirit that is so amazingly fresh. He could have just been born this morning or just been born every 5 minutes. So I love that immediacy. It's hard to describe, but...
Tell us how you happened to meet Dirk and how he became involved in your music.
I saw him and Riley at Santa Fe Bluegrass Festival. So I said hi, and I invited them to listen to my set, and I played a set, and I saw them out there, so I tried to play as well as I could. I guess they liked it. I played a West Virginia tune, I played a Kentucky tune, and you know, his grandfather's from Kentucky. And I think we had that connection from this music here, where you guys are.
Yeah, Dirk's mom actually was in our audience one night.
Wow.
Strong Kentucky
connection. Yeah, so there's a stylistic similarity, and I loved, well, they asked me to perform with them, and sitting there listening, waiting to get up on stage, it was the first time I heard them perform, and I was amazed. I love it. Ancient, raw, just stripped down to fiddle and banjo. I've always been drawn to old field recordings, and this was the first time I heard somebody play on stage. Like, the field recordings had just gotten up and walked on stage and come to life, and it gave me a lot of hope. I'm going across that cold icy mountain. I'm going across that cold icy mountain. That'll be my home. That'll be my home. Go stop and tell my mama howdy. Go stop and tell my mama howdy. I never expect to see you anymore. And rock and feed my baby candy. Then rock and feed. Never expect to see you anymore. I'm going across that cold icy mountain, babe. I never expect to see you anymore.
If you've just joined us, we're with Lydia Sylvia on Red Barn Radio.
I thought a producer was like the guy in the Chicago record blues movie, Chess Records, sitting there obsessively poring over the soundboard and just like, you know, defining everything and controlling everything. But when we worked with Alan Jabor, with my siblings, and then again with Dirk, they just They have the ability to just sort of step back and appreciate, very hands-off, but just kind of pointers here and there, going to conservatories and studying music in schools and being told just to learn technique and that the emotional aspect of music wasn't important. It made me think about something that Dirk said about some lyrics in his song, and I asked him, what lyrics do you think I should include in this version? And does it matter how it was recorded before? And he said, I think you should just put in the lyrics that mean something to you. When you play traditional music in the modern day, if you're doing it wrong, it feels like a mask or a costume, like something fake, a shell outside of you. But I think if you're doing it right, it just feels like you. So you have to express yourself to be part of a tradition. You have to change it to be part of it. You change the world, you know, just by being yourself.
Interesting to hear you talk about the environments where you've spent time and how you experience the music in the air of the places where you are.
If you look at my album, it's dedicated to Doc, Ronnie Doherty. He did not play really old-time music, but I'm starting to think more and more that music's just music. Doc played blue country music, bluesy country stuff, anything that was a hit back in the 40s, 50s. He knew them all, and he's a nine-fingered piano player. He had chopped off part of his thumb loading up a bed of, like, steel. I used to play with him on Tuesday nights up in Brunswick, Maryland. Brunswick is kind of a town that time left behind, the industries and railroad left it behind. I actually lived there for, like, a year. Standing up there and under the streetlights, nobody's around, you know. A car drifts by, the bugs are flying in the lights, and Doc would be sitting there talking about all the years he spent traveling this country, all the things he saw. It's really important to have that connection with people. I was working on a documentary called Living Tradition, and one of the things Matt Kinman, a wonderful musician, said that when you learn a song from somebody, it's not just about the song. When you play that song, you're thinking about that person and things you did with them. And just hanging out with them, and he said it doesn't have to be always playing music. It could be going fishing. It could be fixing a car, doing whatever. Doc said that he saw Jerry Lee Lewis playing in a bar, and he walked up to him and said, if you want to learn how to actually note a piano, I can show you how. He also said that he could jump straight up off the ground and land on top of a parking meter, stand there. And he said he learned that from French foot fighters who lived in Mexico, because they were exiled from France. And he learned the art of foot fighting from them, fighting with your feet. And he also said that he swam the Mississippi on a bet for $5. And he was swimming and swimming, and he drifted downstream a little bit, and he started looking all around him. And he's wading in through the mud and the water, and he saw these long things. It was alligators. And there is an alligator sleeping ground. and they were nesting there. And he said the alligator's teeth were over 6 inches long. It's true. And so he walked straight to the bar. He got the $5 and he knocked the guy out because he said the guy knew that the nesting ground was there and sent him there as a joke.
I'd like to thank our guest, Lydia Sylvia, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio, for bringing us such a great night of banjo and singing. I also want to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, tonight's guest host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, go well.
Hey. ain't gonna rock the cradle, ain't gonna sing the songs. We're going into town tonight, you know it won't be long. No, it won't be long, no, it won't be long. A long black train is coming, coming down the line. Leaving on the train tonight, leaving on the midnight line. Leaving on the midnight line, leaving on the midnight line. Eyes are shining silver every time I cry. I'd wear so fine. Now that I'm married, ragged all the time, ragged all the time, ragged all the time. I made. What else can a poor boy do? What else can a poor boy do? Round her come along, his mouth full of gold. Round her stole my greenback roll, and I've got no sugar baby now. Got no honey baby now. The cradle, who'll sing the songs? Who'll rock the cradle when I'm gone? I'll rock the cradle when you're gone. I'll rock the cradle when you're gone.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Lydia Sylvia for being with us tonight. Thanks also to our guest host this week, Brad Becker. Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.